Brian and Eric, you guys have one of the most weirdest and interesting communities on the platform. You guys have like done that niche thing where it's like you've taken things that seem opposites and you smash them together. So it's like the beautiful, tranquil aspect of like meditation and mindfulness combined with like F-bombs and energy and tattoos on your face. Like, talk to me.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride with it. My journey started 2016. I started an Instagram account to make fun of yoga. I wasn't practicing at the time. I saw one of my friends do a yoga challenge for a studio, and she was taking pictures on her kitchen counter, on her table, on her bed. I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to make an Instagram account and just make fun of it. And it gained some popularity. And I'm like, I'll join a yoga studio to make fun of it more. And it just picked up and picked up. And then I got into yoga practicing, and then I got into meditation. And I basically create what I want to see out there, like meditation to relax your butt cheeks, or meditation for, you know, just to fucking relax. So it's pretty much I'm making it for myself, and then everybody else is loving it. So yeah.
I love how you accidentally got gateway drugged into the whole thing by mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys are killing it. You know, Brian, you being the creator, the person who makes the content, Eric, you're the operator in the background. We were like, but off air, we're like, are you a COO? Are you a community builder? Like, you know, and it's amazing to see what you guys have done. So you guys are climbing up the engagement leaderboard here. Just got the number 5. You've got, you know, over 3,000 people in your community. Eric, how on earth did you meet Brian, and how does it work?
Yeah, we met through a mutual friend, Anton, and we just, I think, wanted help with a virtual event last summer in July. So we did this, you know, massive free virtual event. And got hundreds of people, thousands of people to sign up, and 100 people, you know, into it. And then it was just a lot of fun. I like sat through the whole event. I was down at the shore for vacation, but like, I was like tuned in the whole time for that. And then the Q&A after, I was laughing the whole time, but it's way more than that. I was doing the meditations, and they were very powerful, very deep, and like actually just something that really resonated with me. And then the people in it, cause I was in the chat, and that was my first taste of the community. And, you know, people are just saying the most absurd stuff in the chat, just having so much fun with it. So from then we did like a bunch more events. We did workshops like almost every month. And I just got to know the community, built out some digital products with Brian. Then, yeah, I've been really into school for the past year or so. And and Brian knew about school. So we're like, we should do it. Let's do a free community to start.
Yeah, I mean, the posts and the comments inside your communities have got to be like a crime against humanity. They are the weirdest. Like, and I love that because you guys have, as you say, Brian, start off as a joke. You saw everything that was wrong with that type of like health, mindfulness environment online. And you just went so countercultural, and you found your people as a result, because we all want to take care of ourselves. We all want the benefits that something like yoga or meditation gives us. But we don't want all the BS that goes along with it.
You know, it's just fun to laugh, especially in meditations. And especially these types of meditations that I do, it's really impromptu. So I'm like, yeah, they're sitting meditating, focusing on your nips, focusing on your butt cheeks, relaxing those. And then you get mindful. Like you're in the present moment. You laugh. You're like, whoa, it's working. So yeah, the community has been amazing. Like it's blown all my expectations. And I really want to shout out Eric, because he's like the inspiration behind the community. I like making the content. I like making the meditations. I like making funny stuff. And Eric's in the community more. He's asking people what they want, and then talking with me and just building out the school community, and just telling me like, hey, this is where it needs to be. This is where your people want to be. So yeah, big shout out, Eric. And I love the school platform. I love Sam Ovens, and now with Hormozy in there, I'm excited about it.
And I just want to jump in there and just say that, like, I thought that there was going to be a lot of community management going on. And the first week went by and we got up to 1,000 people. And before I could respond to any post in there, the community was doing it for me. And people took action and they were helping each other out. So there are many people who are at a higher level than I am in the community. There are some people who are actually at a higher level than Brian is. And his posts consistently get gets hundreds of comments and hundreds of likes. I appreciate Brian saying that, but I really have to push that out to the community members because they've been like, they've been killing it. They've been so supportive of each other. We've pretty much, we haven't had to ban almost anybody except for Katie Norman. If whoever's listening to this, you probably, and you manage a school account, you probably have noticed this bot come into your community under the name Katie Norman, and then she changes it to Dr. Katie, and all of these different variations.
Whoa, the profile picture is like, she now has a stethoscope. Like, do I trust her now? It's like, or then the next week, it's like, she has a baby in her profile picture. Maybe she's changed her ways.
Yeah.
Probably 100 times.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's probably watching this too. Hey, Katie, stop it. Stop it.
Katie works for us. So we actually have 1,000 Katies who watch every single one of these episodes just to boost the metrics up.
Oh, Awesome. Yeah.
But you guys have you have some secret sauce going on in your community that I think a lot of community owners would love to hear about. And that is the engagement. So some of the biggest communities on the platform right now that are killing it in terms of MRR, or they're killing it in terms of this or that or bells and whistles, and you see them writing in the community like, help, like my engagement is really bad, like I have 1,000 paying members, how do I get them into it? So what if you kind of dissect what's going on inside your community, why do you think the engagement is so high? Why do you think there's people with higher levels and more points than Brian and yourself? Like, how's that working?
I was kind of thinking about this today, and the first thing that came to mind was authenticity. So like, it's based, the whole thing is very simply based on a 90-day meditation challenge. And we chose that because that's what changed Brian's life, to do that challenge. And so, Brian, if you want to talk about that 90-day challenge, and why do you think people resonate with that, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for that. It was, back in 2019, February or January 2019, I'd already been practicing yoga, teaching yoga. And I was like, I want to do meditation. I want to get into meditation, and I'm going to do it for 90 days. And I love Seth Godin. I was watching your Seth Godin podcast, but it's like, do it like every day, you know, do something every day. And that's what I did. I did for 90 days. I said, I'll quit after 90 days if I don't like it. And for 76 days, I did not like meditation. I was like, what is going on? Like, I would get a little breakthrough here and there, but I'm just like, I'm sitting, I'm not feeling anything. And then day 77, I was driving to work, and it was just like a light bulb went off for me. I was like, holy crap. Like, meditation is, I can see like my subconscious programs. I can see, like, I get more creativity. I find solutions to my problems. I'm like, this is a superpower for me. I can see behind the corner. I was like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And I pretty much meditated every day since then. And I just wanted to share that with people. It's like, let's do 90-day challenge on this community. Like, if you fall off, come back to it. It's free for you. And maybe it'll change your life too after 77 days. Maybe it'll be 50 days for you. But yeah, I wanted to have a community where, because I wish that community was available for me. Like, I was doing it on my own. I was finding meditations here and there. I didn't really have support. And it's like, now people can just go in and like, I'm feeling like shit today. I don't want to meditate anymore. And then everybody else will be like, no, Brian, it took him 77 days to learn it. So, and another thing I want to say is, the community is going to be watching this too. So shout out to all you members out there in the community. You're doing, it's all for you. And like, on my Instagram, all my content, like, my main goal is to help the world release 100 billion fucks. That's my main goal, 100 billion fucks, whether it's stress, worries, anxieties. And all my content, I'll come on and be like, you know, I'm not for everybody. If you don't like curse words, get the fuck out of here. And I feel like that has gotten the people that are like super serious about meditation, don't like cursing. It's like, okay, like, I told you my content's not for you. So don't come to this community if you're not vibing with this vibe. So I feel like that's a little bit of the secret sauce.
Yeah, and that's why I was so excited to talk to you guys. Like, you mentioned Seth Godin, who I'm just like a huge fangirl over. He talks about like finding your tribe and shunning the non-believers. And like, that's what you do. You're like, shun the non-believers. If you're not part of this, get out of here. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And so everyone that's left inside are just like, they're the true believers. You know what I mean? It's like they are the ride or die. And the other thing that I love that you guys do that I think is really smart is the 90-day challenge starts whenever you want, anytime, as soon as you come into the community. It's not like, oh, sorry, you missed this quarter. You're going to have to wait another 3 months. It's like, no. The 90-day challenge is like up to you. And that's there's a lot of good stuff in that as well, I think.
100%.
Yeah, something there too, which is really important that we did is we made it like just very easy to use, simple and fun. Those are like our three rules. So we cut out anything that isn't. And then we have posts from the day of the launch that just reiterate what the steps are that people have to take. Like one of the most engaged posts was, if you reply to each other, you unlock super secret meditations. That was like our in the first week. And I think that's what really kicked off the engagement, because super secret meditations unlocked at level 3 and people were really excited to get to level 3.
Right.
And then they just started. And then we talked to Sid at school, who was very helpful. And he was like, do that for all the levels. And so I think we have more in this free community at the different levels than most meditation and wellness apps do out there, which is, I think, also adds to the engagement and people wanting to actually spend time in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think as well, so school obviously has awesome built-in gamification features. You guys have stacked it with like in-community gamification, where it's just that simple thing. Two things I just want to call out. The first one is, you post in that community every single day, you see your own number go up day 4, day 7, day 15. It's like a lock-in mechanism where it's like, dude, I want to see my number go higher. Like I see. And then The second thing is the positive reinforcement from like hundreds of people every single day. Dude, that guy's on 85. He's got 5 more days to go. Oh my goodness, she's on 89. It's like, is she going to make it? Like, whoa. It's like, and We've experienced this in the school games this month where it's like, you're watching the leaderboard, you're seeing what everyone's doing. And like the hype is so real and the energy's real. So I love how you guys have used kind of like the natural gamification off the platform, but then just like cranked it up to a million. It's awesome.
Yeah, and have you seen our levels? Have you seen our levels, Matt? Have you seen the names of the levels?
Let's pull them up. I'm going to pull them up, and you can read them. If I read them, I'm probably going to get canceled if I read them. I haven't looked at them yet, but that's a hunch I have, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let me go in. Oh, yeah, look at this. Level 8, Yogi Nips. That's a particular favorite of mine there. Very, very cool. So you guys have something pretty much at every single level. And the level 8, level 9 is the uncharted territory. It takes a lot of points to get to level 8. A lot of points. Yeah. Any ideas on what you guys are thinking about?
We love it. We didn't know how many people would get to level 6 because we put that level higher where it's like, a few people will get to a cameo. I'll make a cameo video because I'm on cameo, but I was like, I'll do a video and post it in the community. And so many people reached level 6. It was awesome. It was like my full-time job doing cameos for this. So we're like, okay, we have to change the level a little bit.
Hey guys, make any more content because I'm just doing cameos all day.
Yeah. So Eric and I talk because we want to give so much value to the community. So we're like, we're going to give more meditations at these lower levels. We're going to give this at the lower levels and just increase the cameo just another level. And we gave everybody some time to the end of the month to get there. But we added more value. So
absolutely.
Yes.
It's probably $10,000 of value in those cameos based on what they're like. We didn't know that many people would make it the level.
That's so amazing.
And we're like, oh gosh, that's awesome.
And so, one of the things that you guys do that, I mean, there are other people who do it, but not a lot of people. You've made your community public instead of private. Why?
Well, it's very, very entertaining to look through the comments. Like, I'm very entertained with the amount of people saying just funny stuff and, just being super honest, especially these days on, platforms. It's When you find your community, it's like, okay, people are vibing with you, so I can be authentic and open and honest there. And I just love that from some people. And it's like, that's such a good point. That's just, I've never used that curse word that way. Like I'll have to use that in a meditation. So yeah, that's why we kept it public. We want to see everybody. We want everybody to see how fun it is.
There's also so much value in there that a lot of, you know, we've both joined so many courses and other things throughout, like our building products and all that stuff. And there's not a lot of transparency into what is inside of it. And then you join it and it's like, okay, you use it for a little bit and then you leave. So we have so much value in this community that it makes sense to have it all visible for people to
see. So your approach is try before you buy our free group, basically.
Yeah. And I like a place where I can put links too. Like I get that on other platforms. It's like, well, where did you learn, you know, this? And it's like, here is a link on the free community and people that are just, they're not even in the group. They can go and watch that link that I put in there and help them out and then maybe come back and join, you know? So it's basically given as much as we can.
Cool. So let's talk turkey. Let's talk about traffic. Let's talk about funnels. Let's talk about monetization. Let's go. Eric, kick us off.
All right. Well, we actually have a big announcement coming up soon for the March.
Yo, it's happening. Yeah. Let's go.
I'll turn it over to Brian.
Yeah, we're coming to headquarters. Yeah, we're gonna be meeting Hormozy. Yeah.
Come on. What? I feel like Hormozy would get on with you guys really well.
I do. I eat at Chipotle all the time, like all the
spirit
time.
Animals.
Like,
so, I mean, that's what long lost brothers.
Yeah. I watched one of his Chipotle hacks and I used it the other day where you're like, half steak, half chicken. And then say you want to double it up. I'm like, I'm going to try this and boom, just stacked bowl. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Bada bing, bada boom, 100 grams of protein.
And with the, just the paid community too, that's coming out soon. Like one of the biggest things we learned from the free community is, well, first of all, for everybody, use the polling feature. Because it's one of the best features in school because we have hundreds of people vote on every single poll and we get to really figure out what people want. And basically we put all of that into the the Superfucker community that's coming out. I don't know if you
imagine this, you know, like 31 days from now, it's the school game closing ceremony and they're inviting the names of the communities. You guys are wild.
It's the Self-Mastery Superfuckers. That's going to be that's the name. Right. Self-Mastery Superfuckers.
Nice. Very nice. So tell me, like, what's the plan? And like, have you guys monetized up until this point? Or is this the holding your breath and then we go from here? Do you have like some sort of high ticket back end? Like, what are you guys doing?
Well, go, Eric.
Well, I'll just lead it off with everything we've learned is people love the mission, like the movement. They love the goal, like the big mission of helping people release 100 billion fucks. And like what that means is releasing trauma. It means like releasing all of these things that we're holding on to so that we can lead better lives. And so the free community gives you the roadmap for the first 90 days and a bunch of tools. At each of the levels, you get basically access to paid products the first like week of them or the first chapter or the first module. And then all of that, if you want more, if you want to like really join the movement, become a super fucker and really like align with that mission to help the world actually do this thing, Brian can't do it alone. So this community is Brian's going to train everybody. He had a meditation teacher training and still does have that. And we're integrating part of that into the community so people can learn how to deepen their practice, but also how to help other people. And that's, but Brian, from your words, what's the super?
Yeah. Super fucker community. It's like, you will become a super fucker. So you start in the, you start in the free, do the free 90 days, you know,
my grammy was going to be so proud of me, man.
Yeah. But yeah. And, yeah, start the free group, taste it a little bit, see it, develop your meditation practice, and then if go deeper into the superfucker community, the self-mastery superfuckers. I'm going to be doing a two-hour Zoom workshop once a month on a different topic. I'm a certified hypnotherapist myself, so a lot of the stuff I do in my meditations is hypnosis and just getting deeper in the mind, yoga nidra, things like that. So each month, I'll be doing a Zoom and there'll be a theme And then the community is going to build off that. We already have some members that are like super fucker fans. They're just amazing. And they're going to be leading a book club. We're going to have a self-mastery super fucker book club, which is community led. So it's going to be just so powerful. Basically everything I'm learning, because each month I'm learning some new shit. Seth Godin, watching podcasts here, reading a book here, doing the practices. And from what I've learned, it's like, it works. And I know Alex Hormozi says that too. It's like, just teach what you've already done. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just teaching what I've already done. Whether it's growing your social media, growing a brand, being your authentic self, dealing with your inner child, going, helping with your trauma through hypnosis or meditation. So basically everything that I've worked on, I'm going to be sharing it in this community. So it's like, it's constantly evolving. As I evolve, I'm going to be teaching that in the community. And our dream, well, it'll happen, we're manifesting this, is all these super fuckers will, maybe they'll probably start their own communities and build their own thing and just grow it. And then 100 billion fucks will be released. So yeah.
That's awesome. And I mean, you know, I genuinely love what you guys are doing. I think you're doing like God's work, for lack of a better term. And because there is so much trauma out there in the world. There's so much baggage, and we all go through it in very different ways. And there's some amazing teachers out there. You know, there's guys like Gabor Mate, who I love so much. But like, he's just so unrelatable for so many people that I know. It's like, I want you to listen to this 4-hour podcast with him, but you're never going to do it. Like, and you guys have created just a different entry point onto the journey to healing. And I think that the more on-ramps there are that will be more specific to different types of people, it's like, you know, the closer we'll get to your vision and your mission, which I'm totally bought in on.
Yes, yes. And I really make the content that I wish was out there. Like, for example, I just made a meditation when you're at the fucking dentist. You know, you're at the dentist, you put in the thing and you're getting like drilled on. It's like, well, let's do a meditation for that. Cause I had people in the community saying like, oh, I use your sleep meditation at the dentist. I'm like, well, why the fuck don't I make a meditation for the dentist? So it's like everyday life stuff, you know, maybe we'll do a workshop. Yeah. If you're going to the dentist, Eric, we'll have to cue that up.
100%. Yeah. Eric, traffic, what's working for you guys in terms of the traffic? Do you use a funnel? Do you send people directly to school? Nerd out with me for a sec.
We used the funnel for a minute there, just that it was basically a snapshot of the school about page. And then we had a Zap that linked up and all that stuff. But then we just, you know, like other people have said on this podcast, it's the about page is so great. We just started using it for everything. And we're, you know, sending now, when I send out a post, and that's another great feature, is you can blast the post out every 72 hours to the whole community. I'll take that post and I'll put it in an email and send it out to all 30,000 of the newsletter with a link. And then that link will lead into the community so more people can see what's going on in there and can join in. And that's been really helpful. And then of course, Brian's making content, posting those cameos and funneling people into the school.
So awesome. Well, I'm so excited to have like the world exclusive scoop on the next big contenders for the school games. This is going to be really, really exciting. And I mean, it's a closing question. We ask everybody, you know, for someone who's listened to this podcast, maybe this is their first episode or they've listened to all 20. They really want to have a go at school, but they're just not starting yet. Like, what advice would you have to someone completely new? Maybe they're on the fence. Get them over the line. What courage can you give them?
I would say just start. Just post your content, be consistent. And I'm going to go back to Seth Godin on this, because this has helped out with every single thing, whether it's building my brand, content, build a community, everything, you know, meditation practice, is do it for 90 days. Just make content, go on school, post for 90 days, join some community for 90 days, post on social media for 90 days, write a journal for 90 days, whatever it is, just do it for 90 days. And for example, I did that for my meditation podcast back in 2020. I listened to Seth Godin podcast. He's like, just do it for 90 days. Get your shitty content out of the way. I got my shitty meditations out of the way.
Yeah.
And then like 4 or 5 of them blew up. You know, they did well. And the same thing about community. Like maybe 30 posts will be shit, but then one is like what everybody likes. And you're like, okay, people like that. So consistency, do it for 90 days.
Awesome. And I just throw in there the two things that I think Brian has done amazingly well, which is authenticity. So what I saw this on the Evelyn episode and her framework, what is the challenge in your life that you've overcome? And then how did you overcome it? And then make that the focus of your school community. And then the second thing is do it for free. Do more for free, like Hormozy says, do more for free than what other people charge thousands of dollars for. And if it's aligned with authenticity and doing that, then you're going to have an awesome community.
Awesome. Well, you guys are killing it. I really, really appreciate your time. There'll be links to both the free community and the paid community in the description, wherever it is you're listening to this. There'll also be a link to Join School if you've never joined school before and you're excited to jump in. And other than that, guys, really, really appreciate your time. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of value, which I think is kind of what you guys are all about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Matt.